I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Qualifying begins today in several elections across Georgia. Four Republicans are seeking to replace term-limited Governor Nathan Deal. Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle is the fundraising leader. The race also includes Secretary of State Brian Kemp, State Senator Michael Williams, and former State Senator Hunter Hill. Two former state representatives, Stacey Abrams and Stacey Evans, are running for governor on the Democratic side. If she wins, Abrams would become the nation's first African-American female governor. And the Atlanta City Council is set to consider a proposal today that would set new rules for utilizing traffic boots on private property. The new measure would require parking lots to have warning signs, and it would require booting companies to show up within an hour when a car owner calls for the boot to be removed. According to CBS 46, the bill also would reduce the booting fee from $75 to $65. Opponents of the bill say it doesn't provide enough protection to the consumer. Supporters say it will place some much-needed restrictions on companies making money from booting illegally parked cars. The Federal Trade Commission says Georgia was number two in the nation for reported consumer fraud in 2017. According to the agency, the top states reporting fraud last year were Florida, Georgia, and Nevada. The FTC says it received over 96,000 consumer reports of fraud from Georgia in 2017. The state ranked ninth for reported incidents of identity theft, with more than 12,500 known cases. And Georgia lawmakers appear poised to put off addressing concerns about the state's teacher pension funds as they prepare for primary election season. According to the AJC, many lawmakers say they want to make changes to the more than $70 billion TRS, possibly converting it to a 401k-type fund for new teachers who are hired. Some have suggested slowing the annual 3% cost of living raise while acknowledging it will not fix the problem, but it is a start, they say. Last session, Georgia lawmakers provided an extra $223 million to ensure the financial security of the system. This year, that figure is an extra $361 million, about one-third of all new state revenue. And Payless Shoes is offering condolences to the family of a two-year-old girl who was killed by a falling mirror inside one of its suburban Atlanta stores. According to Riverdale Police, Ifra Sadiq died in the incident. In a statement, Payless says that it is working with authorities to understand the nature of the accident. And in sports, the Mercer University women's basketball team has earned a spot in the NCAA tournament. They beat Eastern Tennessee State to win the Southern Conference Championship Sunday, which automatically gets them a berth in the tournament. Coach Susie Gardner, who's in her eighth season with Mercer, led the Bears to their first ever league tournament title, coming after a season during which they won 30 games, including 27 straight. The NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament begins on March 23rd. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.